Hello, and welcome to Jilly Bowl, the podcast about that song you know but know nothing about. I'm Emily.
I'm Jamie.
Each week we will break down a topic from Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. We will take turns being the expert as we dive into these people, events, etc. Disclaimer, if you are already a history buff, this podcast isn't for you. If you're a sweet dum-dum just like us and want to know a little more, you're in the right place. This week's topic, Billy Joel's wives.
I'm so excited to learn more about these ladies.
There's a few of them.
There's a handful.
Yeah. Enough to have a wall party. Also, another secondary disclaimer. If it sounds like you're hearing a tiny human or animal, something that sounds like a little pig truffling around,
you're not losing your mind.
You are hearing a little baby. I had a birth recently. And to my son, I'm going to call him Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is so here in the house.
You're just hearing the doctor. Sorry. He's going to make noises. And if that's upsetting to you when you listen to this podcast, then you're not going to enjoy our next several episodes. Anyway, let's talk about Billy's wives, shall we?
Yeah.
So, wife number one.
Who was it?
Elizabeth Weber Small. Take a shot every time Billy Joel gets married. Ready? Shot number one.
Cheers.
Elizabeth Weber Small. Okay. Billy met Elizabeth because she was married to a man named John Small, who was his music partner in a very short-lived duo that he had with John called Attila. Okay, so not a great start because she was the wife of his music partner.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Eventually, like, the affair became exposed to...
Oh, so it was while...
Yeah, oh no, yeah. Oh,
okay, gotcha.
So, like, Billy Joel and this guy John Small had like, a music group, I guess, called Attila, and John was married to Elizabeth, but she was sleeping with Billy.
Billy.
So that's cool. At first, once when the infidelity came out, they broke up. Like, Elizabeth just walked away from both men.
Okay.
Which is probably a smart move. But then, after a short amount of time, she obviously got back together with Billy Joel, and they got married in 1973, and she became his manager. Joel was 24 at the time. I don't know exactly how old she was. She was around the same age. Okay. But, like, young. I mean...
Yeah.
24 is young.
I think.
I don't know. Billy's one-time producer, a gentleman by the name of Artie Rip, said that Joel's songs She's Got Away and She's Always a Woman were inspired by Elizabeth, and that she's supposed to be the waitress in the song Piano Man. I don't know about you. I love She's Always a Woman.
I do too.
Oh, so good.
I guess, yeah, I've always wondered... knowing that there were multiple women, I never really knew the time frame of all of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to know.
Yes.
Post pictures of each of these ladies as well.
Oh, yeah, there's pictures of all of them. They did divorce on July 20th of 1982, so they were married for 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was wife number one. That's a good run.
Do we know why they got divorced?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. And they didn't have any children together. So, anyway, there you go. All right, line up your shot or your drink or whatever it is you're partaking in. Wife number two was the model, Christie Brinkley. Yes. They got married in March of 1985. They have a daughter, Alexa Ray Joel, who was born December of 1985. So...
Math.
I can't. Oh, maybe. Like, right?
March to December. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November.
December. So, yeah. So, basically, they got married and they got pregnant and they had this daughter, Alexa. She was given the middle name of Ray after Ray Charles, who was one of Billy Joel's musical idols.
I like that name.
Yeah. Alexa Ray is cool. Mm-hmm. They were also only married for 9 years. They divorced on August 26th of 1994. I'm not ready to move on from Christy Brinkley just yet, though, because I really enjoy her a lot, so I'm going to spend some time talking about her. Please. I would have talked more about, like, Elizabeth, but I couldn't find as much information about her. So let's talk about Christy Brinkley, y'all. First of all, she's hot. She is gorgeous.
She hot.
If you do not follow her on Instagram.
Oh, it's a must.
Please do. It is a treat. She's currently starring in a production of Chicago where she plays Roxy Hart. Mm-hmm. And she's also very active on her Instagram. She posts constantly. It's good.
We're going to tag you, Christy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love her so much. Okay, so I want to backtrack a little bit and talk about Brinkley's, now, like, her life and some of her love affairs. All right, so when she was young, she had a relationship with a man named Olivier Chandon de Breuil.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah.
He was the heir to the Moët Chandon champagne fortune.
Oh.
Same.
Yeah, I know how that goes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, he died in a car crash at a private preseason car race. He was involved in, like, the, I think it's, like, the Formula One racing that happens in Europe.
Okay.
So they were together, they broke up, and then he, like, a few months later died in this car accident. It was really sad. So that's maybe why they didn't end up together.
Right.
But, yeah. So she dated him. She was married in 1973. Her first marriage was to an artist named Jean-François Allot. And mm-hmm. They were divorced in 1981. And they didn't have any children together. Then she married Joel. So Billy Joel was actually her second marriage as well.
Right.
They met in 1983 on the island of St. Bart's.
Yeah, they did.
As we all do.
That's how...
So I met my husband.
Who else do you meet your significant other?
Mm-mm. Oh, wait, no, I met my significant other in the basement of a German restaurant / nightclub.
I also met my husband in a basement of a college house.
Cool. So pretty much the same as St. Bart's. Their marriage was on a yacht on the Hudson River. Same. Mm-hmm. Again. Okay, so obviously she and Billy Joel get divorced. In 1994, at age 40, she married the real estate developer Richard Taubman? I'm sorry.
It's her third marriage.
I'm illiterate. Her third marriage, sure, was to Richard. He actually proposed to her in May of 1994 when she and Joel were still married, but I believe they were obviously separated.
Yeah.
They ended up getting married December of 1994 in Telluride, Colorado, near an area where they were both in a helicopter crash.
Jesus.
Earlier that year. Right? Isn't that bizarre?
And they survived this helicopter crash.
Yeah, and so they decided, we're going to go get married where we lived from this helicopter crash.
Never go on a helicopter is the answer.
Yeah, I guess so. So she's on yachts, she's in helicopters, she's
Christy.
Up in France, I don't know.
My God.
She did announce at their wedding that she was expecting a son. His name is Jack, and he was born in June of 1995. So now she has this is her third marriage, second kid. Okay. All right, hang tight. I should have had you be taking shots for all of Christy's spouses as well, because... it's buck wild. Okay, so if you're doing the math, she was in 1994, divorced Billy Joel, married this guy Richard, is pregnant with their son at their wedding. But then by the time it's 1996, she gets married to an architect named Peter Halsey Cook.
Whoa.
Also, like, okay, so...
had the kid come out yet?
Yeah, so the kid was born in June of 1995. As someone who just had a kid and who has a toddler, how do you have the time to have a less than one-year-old get divorced, meet someone else, and get married?
Like, pick one of those, and I still couldn't do it.
No. How did she do this? I don't know, but she did it. So, okay, so 1996, she marries this architect, Peter.
Oh, gosh.
They first actually had met in 1979 when he was also modeling. They got married in September of 1996 in New York. She was 42. Cook was 37. Billy Joel attended their wedding. And they had one child, a daughter named Sailor Lee Brinkley Cook, born July of 1998.
Okay.
So.
Crazy.
Right.
Couple of years there.
Yeah. Like, a bunch of marriages kind of back to back. Like, a kid kind of with each marriage. Yeah. She did also date John Mellencamp for a short time between 2015 and 2016, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
2015?
Yeah, I think so. Like, read, like, this...
Oh, I want to read more on that.
I know. I tried to find some information, but I couldn't really. Christy has been a vegetarian since she was 13, and she convinced her whole family to be vegetarian.
Adorable.
Yeah. On April 8th of 2011 is when she first made her stage debut as Roxy Hart in Chicago, and she still is... I don't think she's been doing it continuously since 2011, mm-hmm. obviously. I don't know where she is now. It's not New York.
Oh.
It's somewhere... I don't think it is New York. I think it's somewhere else. Anyway. But She's doing it. Yeah. In 2005, she was featured in the special Sports Illustrated 40th Anniversary issue, Hall of Fame, that was celebrating their, like, most prominent models. And again in 2014, as their 50th anniversary, called The Legends. And she is
a legend.
Fucking amazing.
I watched, like, it wasn't a documentary about her, but it was, like, a news special mm-hmm. on her and her family. And, like...
Right.
She's just stunning to look at. She does not age.
No.
Her skin is just...
No.
Whew.
She is in her 60s,
mm-hmm.
and she's basically Dorian Gray, where she is not mm-hmm. aging. She's gorgeous. And in the Sports Illustrated, I don't know which year it was. I think it was maybe 2014. She posed with both of her daughters, too,
yes.
like, in the... And it's like, she looks
mm-hmm.
as good
as
that's
them. It was something to do with that, because mm-hmm. it was posing with both of them.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it.
You also can tell of her daughters, and this is not in any way throwing shade. The daughter who is Billy Joel's daughter, you're like, yeah, that's very obviously Billy Joel's daughter.
Yes.
She looks more like Billy Joel than she does look like Christie Brinkley, which that's got to be rough, man. If your mom is Christie Brinkley, but she's still beautiful.
Oh,
don't get me wrong. She's a gorgeous girl, but, like, Christie Brinkley's, like, such an iconic supermodel, I think.
Yeah.
She's on the show Parks and Rec.
Yes, she is.
Oh, a great character, Gail Gergich.
Gail.
She's Larry Gary's wife.
I still remember watching that for the first time and being, like, jaw-dropping.
Yeah.
Of, like, oh my god.
It's so funny. She's great on it. So she spent 25 years as the face of CoverGirl. She has appeared on over 500 magazine covers, and she has an estimated net worth of $80 million.
Yeah, girl.
Get it, Christy. Like, she's done it all. Modeling, acting,
mom.
Broadway, mom, all the marriages, and a line of Prosecco, which my beautiful co-host Jamie brought me a bottle of, and I would... Maybe like to open it. Would you help me open this bottle?
Bellissima.
Also, she does pride herself on it's organic.
It's organic.
It's organic.
And there's also, I did not get the sugar free one, but there's also like
the sugar. No, don't get
the sugar.
I wouldn't want the sugar free one.
That's what I said.
No. I'm not prepared. I should have like prepared a glass.
I can get you a glass.
Okay. So that's Christy, y'all.
I can't wait to try this.
We're gonna try her Prosecco, and I'm real excited about it. Well, Jamie's getting that open. I'm sorry.
Struggling getting it open.
I should have prepped. Our producer, Dr. Pepper, the baby should have been on this, but he's asleep right now.
He's
so
just
rude.
Snoozing.
So rude.
Okay.
On... What's wrong?
It just says, dream big, bellissima, dreams, and may they all come true. Cheers.
CB.
CB.
That's beautiful.
And like
Christy.
A cute little...
Yeah, her signature's really cute.
It's kind of
we'll
cute.
Post a picture of it. It's good. I'm nervous about the pop.
Oh.
No, it's okay.
I'll be very careful.
You're okay. I trust you. Ooh. Woo. Ta-da! How's it smell?
Oh, good. It smells
smell.
Good, good, good.
Oh, it does smell good.
Okay. Glasses.
Beautiful.
Let's make it.
I'm going to talk about Billy's next wife because I spent so much time on Christy. I want to... He's got two more to go.
Oh, yeah.
We have champagne flutes that say bitches who brunch because of bitches who brunch.
Because that's us.
Because that be us, y'all. All right. His next wife is the lovely Katie Lee, who you might recognize from Food Network. She is a chef, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so
she's
a chef. She is a chef. I shouldn't say I guess. She is. She's a chef. October 2nd, 2004, they got married. At the time of the wedding, Katie Lee was 23.
Yeah.
Billy Joel was 55.
Yeah.
Is this one mine?
That one's yours.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, let's see how this tastes. Yeah. Oh.
I'm here for this.
Yeah, Christy.
Good girl. I'll buy you again.
Yes. I mean, this is good enough where I would bring this to someone's house.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, this is Christy Brinkley's Prosecco.
So when people invite us over to brunch, we'll bring this.
If you invite us over to your house, we'll bring a bottle of Christy Brinkley's Prosecco.
Maybe even two.
Maybe two. Not the sugar-free one, though.
No.
Because, Christy, I love you, but like... Come on, girl.
Come on.
Wowie zowie. Oh, okay, so yep. Let's talk more about the very bizarre marriage of him to Katie. Okay, not very bizarre. It's just that age difference.
Maybe you did figure out how they met, where they met?
I don't think I do know how they met.
That's
do
okay.
Do you know how they met?
No.
Okay.
But I just, like, I don't understand.
In what
like,
universe
in
these
In what
two
universe
meet?
Does any 23-year-old
Mm-mm.
meet up? I mean, I guess I do understand how that could happen.
Right. but still.
I guess, like, and, like, I don't know who she was at that point. Like, what she was doing then.
Right.
Like, it'd be one thing if it was... her now where she's more famous and has cookbook and
right
like,
she was involved in some type okay she was involved in some type of it was a like she worked at as a restaurant correspondent for the PBS show George Hirsch Living It Up, so she worked in television and
okay
like the food culinary world
okay
before she met him so I don't know how they got together. That is a good question. Joel's daughter, Alexa, that was his wife with Christy.
Oh, God, how old was she?
She was 18. So, she was 18, and her stepmom was 5 years older than her. Like, they could have been in college at the same time, if
yeah.
you think about it.
Weird.
Okay. Alexa was the maid of honor. Joel's second wife, Christy, was also in attendance and gave the couple their blessing. And... in 2006, you might remember Katie Lee actually hosted the first season of Top Chef. She was the host before Padma.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. 13 years ago.
I still can't believe that. Oh, good God, I do love Padma.
Oh, I love Padma so much. Another good Instagram person to follow.
Oh, she's great. Another stunningly beautiful human.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And also hilarious.
Yes.
So,
sorry.
Obviously, Katie Lee did not return for a second season. Instead, she went on tour with Joel.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm sure it was a good time, but whatever. Hosting Top Chef is probably a better move, but that's okay, Katie Lee. You made your life choices.
You figured it out.
You did you. She began writing a weekly column in the Hamptons magazine and became a field correspondent for the show Extra. On June 17th of 2009, shockingly, they did announce their separation. So they were married for 5 years. They were divorced before she even turned 30. Which, like, good for her. She actually just got remarried.
Yeah. I don't remember to who, but I
don't know. Some guy.
Remember seeing a picture.
He's handsome and age appropriate. I just was, yeah, okay. Their age difference is more than the age difference between myself and my, no, I was going to do some math, but it was wrong. So I won't. But anyway.
It's a lot. It's a huge age range. And even, like, if your personalities meet up and, like...
No, I'm right.
You agree in the same things. Like, I just feel like at some point there's going to be some sort of...
Right. I mean, eventually disconnect. You're going to... Yeah. No, I was right. So their age difference is greater than that between myself and my dad.
Oh.
So there's that. All right, line up your fourth shot, because here comes marriage number four. Okay. On the 4th of July in 2015, Billy Joel married a woman named Alexis Roderick.
Okay.
She was an equestrian, or is, sorry. She's not past tense. She is an equestrian and former Morgan Stanley executive.
Oh.
They were married at his estate in Long Island. The governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, conducted their ceremony. So,
good to know people. Sure. Okay.
They had actually been together since 2009. They just dated for a long time before they officially got married.
Well, and I'm sure after so many marriages, you're just like, right. Maybe let's not.
Right. I don't know... I think she's in her 30s. I think she's in her late 30s now.
Okay.
So, again, there's another very strange age difference happening. On August 12th of 2015, the couple welcomed a daughter, Della Rose Joel. And then, October 22nd of 2017, they welcomed a second daughter.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Remy Ann. So...
How many kids is that? Five? No.
For Billy Joel? No.
I think I got mixed up.
He just has three.
I started adding Christie's kids.
I know. I took such a deep dive into Christie, but no.
We had to.
Yes, we had to.
Alexis.
He has Alexis with Christie Brinkley, and then these two girls with his current wife. They're still married.
More marriages than kids.
And also, so his youngest daughter is not yet two. And he's not young.
He's going to be 60 this year, isn't he?
That's right. He's turning 60 very soon.
Can you imagine being 60 with a two-year-old?
I'm 32 with a two-year-old, and I'm currently exhausted. But you know what? Billy Joel probably has a few people helping him out with all these babies.
I mean, probably.
Yeah, so those are Billy's wives and daughters. So I don't know what to make of any of that.
Do you think that he is... Like, what is his winning feature, do you think? Do you think he's just charming?
I mean, it's gotta be... He definitely is charismatic. I think the music, obviously, is such a huge part of it because his voice is really good and his musical ability is so strong.
Yeah.
He... Oh, no. You might be hearing...
Toddler.
The toddler. We'll call her Mrs. Pibb.
Miss Pibb.
And Dr. Pepper.
Cute.
I think He doesn't have a type. If you look at all four of these women,
yeah, that's
they
the
don't
sign.
Look alike.
They do not.
I mean, Christie Brinkley's everyone's type because she's a supermodel.
Yeah.
But everybody looks really different of these four women. It's interesting.
And I also just wonder, too, like, is he just, like, he just likes women?
I mean, probably.
What I mean? Like, I think that maybe he's just a lover assumption.
My dog just entered the room. We're just going to call him Dingus.
Dingus dog. He's here to help and shake all over.
Oh, boy.
All right. It's a family affair over here.
Family party happening. I feel like on this note, we should probably head out. I need to finish this bottle of Bellissima.
Cheers.
We're not sponsored by Christie Brinkley, but if...
But Christie, if you're listening...
Oh.
We
will be
love
in the,
you.
You can be our official sponsor.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
We'll promo your stuff every episode. All right.
Let's look into it. Okay.
All right. Wait, did any of the wives start the fire?
I mean, some are fire. Christy is fire.
Christy started my fire. All right.
It runs my engine.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Wir sind hier zum Feiern.